This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face. I use my platform of over a million people now to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. So this episode is going to be about how a narcissist thinks that they own you, like you belong to the narcissist. So I tell this to people all the time when I'm talking to them over Zoom, that the relationship dynamic goes from a narcissist. They go from love bombing you to feeling like they own you, feeling like you belong to them. So a lot of times, like after the love bombing phase, y'all, you get into a relationship with a narcissist, you get love bombed. The narcissist is going to be everything that you want to need in a significant other. They're going to pretend to be, you know, they're going to become everything that you could ever ask for in a mate, everything that you could ever ask for in a significant other and things like that. And the reason that they do this is to get you enthralled, to overload your senses so you miss red flags. So you're going to miss red flags, you're going to fall in love with the narcissist, and then they're going to start to devalue you. And the dynamic changes to where you are starting to chase after that narcissist love. You become addicted to the highs and lows of this relationship. Sometimes the people become actually addicted to the toxicity of the narcissistic relationship. So once they start to devalue you, they don't necessarily want to be with you anymore. And I tell this to people all the time. A lot of times you get in a relationship with a narcissist, they start to devalue you, and they don't want to be with you anymore, but they don't want anybody else to have you. So in that position right there, that's when I say that that narcissist feels like that they own you, feels like you belong to them. And people ask me to describe, people ask me to describe how this is. Like, what do you mean by ownership? I have a hard time realizing what ownership means. What I mean by ownership is that you are the narcissist's favorite toy. You are the narcissist's favorite toy, like a kid, just like a kid, y'all. That kid has a favorite toy. They love that toy. They treat that toy great. They play with that toy so much, and then they get tired of that toy, and they leave it sitting. They neglect that toy. They leave it sitting in the floor. They leave it around for, you know, they kick it around a little bit. They throw it around. They don't treat it as good anymore, right? They don't treat that. The narcissist doesn't treat you as good anymore, right? So that kid leaves that toy alone. They don't take care of the toy anymore. That toy collects dust. That toy is hidden in the back of the closet. But guess what? As soon as somebody else comes and tries to play with that toy, guess what that kid does? Goes back and grabs that toy because it's theirs. It's mine. But you weren't playing with it. I just wanted to play with it. It's still mine. You cannot play with it. That's how it is right there. Because as soon as the narcissist is going to play with that toy a little bit, continue to play with that. The kid is going to continue to play with that toy a little bit. Then the other person leaves. They'll leave the toy alone again. Put it down, let it collect dust again, and the cycle continues. They will leave that toy alone, unattended, unplayed with. You know, just like Woody's, like in the Toy Story, how they leave the toys in the toy chest, just like that, right there. So when somebody comes and grabs that toy again, nope, it's my toy. You can't play with it. And that's just how a narcissist thinks you belong to them. They will leave you alone. They don't want to be with you anymore. They won't let you go. Sometimes they will let you go, but this is if y'all still together, living together, and stuff like that. Or y'all still in a committed relationship. So they won't let you go. Y'all still together. But as soon as somebody else shows interest in you, here you go. As soon as you want to leave and go to somebody else's house, or you start to feel better about yourself, here they come again to play with you, to get to love bomb you, to suck you back into that cycle. And then they'll get you sucked back into the cycle again, and then they'll leave you alone again, back and forth, up and down. They think that you belong to them. And that ownership thing, sorry y'all, I'm switching. Put your hands here. That ownership thing is dangerous, because like when they think that, like you kids will fight for those toys that they don't play with anymore, right? When somebody else comes to try to play with that toy that they don't play with anymore, kids will fight over that toy. A narcissist, if they break up with you, they discard you, y'all break up or whatever, however it ends, they can move on, find somebody else, and still if somebody comes to try to be with you, they'll come try to ruin your life. They'll come try to ruin your relationship. They'll come beg and plead and cry back to you. You didn't give me time to figure out what I really wanted. You gonna try to move on? The whole time they have a whole nother family. They're talking about having kids with the next person. They're talking about being engaged to the next person. But as soon as you pop out with a new dude or a new chick, guess what? Here they come. Please give me another chance. I'm unalive myself if you don't give me another chance. And then here you come again, because they're telling you everything that you want to hear, everything that you need to hear. You break it off with your new person and go back to them, and they don't cut off their other person. They keep them. So now then they leave you alone again. Once they realize they destroyed your old relationship, they'll leave you alone again. The push, pull, back and forth.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Continue to do it, and it's like, when does it stop, then, Lee? Sometimes you have to force it to stop. Sometimes you have to get protective orders. Sometimes you have to get restraining orders, because those people, like, they get dangerous. Like I said, kids will fight over their possessions. They will fight over possessions that they don't play with anymore. The narcissist will fight over an old supply that they don't even want to be with anymore, but they feel like belongs to them. And that's literally how it is. I'm not saying, Lee, I can't believe you reduced survivors to toys. I'm not saying you a toy. I'm saying that's the easiest way. That's an analogy, a metaphor, so to speak. That's the only way I could describe it to make it make sense to a lot of people, because I had to put it in the terms of that. Because again, that kid can leave that toy alone, go find a new, better toy, the updated version of that toy, a younger version of that toy, a new toy. But as soon as somebody else comes to try to play with that old toy, here they come again. They'll put that new toy down, come back, get the old toy, mess around with it and stuff like that. So I tell people, you have to, when you're dealing with narcissistic people, you have to protect yourself. You just have to, because if you don't, they're going to treat you like a toy. They're going to treat you like they own you, like you belong to them. Like I said, they don't have to love that toy like they used to. They just treat that toy just good enough to keep it from just being destroyed and falling apart. That's what I say, y'all, when you're dealing with a narcissist, the ownership thing is dangerous. When they think you belong to them, they do get dangerous. They try to scare you and use that fear to keep you stagnant, to keep you single and alone while they move on, start a whole new family. But they're in your inbox, or they're texting you, telling you, threatening you, you better not move on. I better not see nobody else around my kids. Blah, 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 boo, 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 boo. You'll see it. You'll hear it. And those people get very, very dangerous. That's why I said, I don't want to get the police. What else can we do other than get the police involved? Deal with it then. That's what you can do. You got to deal with it. Sometimes you have to get the police involved. Sometimes you have to protect your peace. Sometimes you have to get the police involved, get the courts involved, do something to protect yourself. Arm yourself. The Second Amendment type stuff. You know what I mean? You have to do that. Because if you don't do that, I promise you, they're going to continue to treat you like that old toy that they don't want to play with anymore. And the toy is going to fall apart and be sad and lonely in that toy chest with all Andy's old toys, like Woody. You know what I mean? Just like Woody. Woody and Buzz. Yep, just like that. Just like Woody and Buzz. So, yeah. It gets to that point, though. And that's how a lot of narcissistic people feel about their significant others. And no, I know what y'all going to ask. Like, Lee, do you feel like your wife belongs to you? No. Nope. She's her own person. Would it hurt if we broke up? Would it hurt to see her move on to somebody else? Yeah, but when I come here and try to ruin it, like, you're not being with nobody else. Don't have nobody around my kids. You better not do that. What that look like? That don't look like me do it. That's what I said. Like, they belong, their ownership. Like, but Lee, when you say ownership, does that mean they still love you? They might have some type of weird love for you, but it's not the love that's going to suffice. It's not going to be a good enough love for you. It's not going to be a good enough love for you to live on. It might be enough love for them to come back, ruin your life, and leave again. Come swoop back in, tear your life apart, and then swoop back out like nothing happened. And that's exactly how they'll go about doing it, too. That's precisely how they'll go about doing it. Because what you allow will continue. Sometimes you have to force those people to stop. Because if you don't, they're going to keep going on for the rest of your life. How many years you want to deal with this? How many? Because they can do it forever. Because they're gonna be in another whole nother relationship, or have a whole new family and stuff like that. But they'll keep make sure you stay stuck and you can't do anything else. So again, how many years you got left in you? I just want to be by. Hey Lee, well, funny thing is, I'd rather be by myself anyway. Cool, be by yourself then. But don't let that person control you. You're not a toy. Don't let that person control you. Don't have a remote control. There's no batteries in your back, are they? You know. Don't let them have that power over you, because if you let them have that power over you, they will exhaust their power over you for the rest of your existence. I promise you. You're gonna have a long, sad life, especially if you have kids. If you have kids by that person, that's pretty. You know, if you have kids by that person, they're gonna use their kids as leverage every single time that you try to move on, man or woman, non-binary person, whatever. They're gonna try to use those kids as leverage to keep you from moving on and being happy. What about our family? What about them? We can still be a family. All families don't stay together. Use their words against them, y'all. That's what, like, you're gonna break up our family? You're gonna break the family up and not let me come home after I cheated on you 25 times? You just say, look, all families are not together. My mom is my family. I don't live with her. Yeah, my dad is my family. I don't live with them. My brothers and sisters, they're definitely my family. I don't live with them. All families don't have to be together. Well, I'm your husband. Well, I'm your wife. That's different. Those are your parents. You're not supposed to live with them. Sometimes you got to use their words against them, y'all, to be able to stand in your truth and stand in your power. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. If you listen to this on a podcast, you know, I got to give y'all a few extra seconds. Because I'm walking around filming today. I got to take my phone out of my pocket and stuff. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me if you don't mind. Thank y'all so, so, so much. I'm thankful. Just beyond blessed. Mental Illness is out. Peace.